It's been a long winter, and you've suffered enough. It's time to break out the scrunchies and the double denim, and let the 80s live again, as Community Players presents The Wedding Singer, a high-energy musical based on the hit film starring Adam Sandler. Emily Omart plays Julia, Samuel James Willis plays Robbie, and the director is Brett Catoni. He says if you're familiar with the movie, you've got a running start with The Wedding Singer.
A guy who falls in love with a woman who's recently engaged after his own broken engagement. He happens to be a wedding singer as his kind of full-time gig with, you know, aspirations of making it big someday. It's just the story of him kind of slowly figuring out what to do and if he's going to do anything about it. At the same time, Julia, the woman he's in love with, struggling with that same problem where she has feelings for him and kind of slowly realizing that the man she's engaged to isn't all he's cracked up to be.
Why would you guys want to even do this show? What was the attraction for you?
When I listened to the music, I absolutely connected to Robbie. I've definitely been on a similar journey to him where everything, I think I have all my ducks in a row, and at the last possible moment, everything just sort of gets yanked out from me and just sort of trying to figure out where do I go from here. It really has made me thankful for what I have in my life now. It's really interesting how that works.
For me, I think The Wedding Singer was one of my favorite movies growing up. I mean, it came out when I was 9. I don't think I saw it in the theater. I don't think my parents would have allowed that, but I remember an aunt letting me watch it. And I loved the story. And then when I had a chance to listen to the soundtrack, what I loved is that the songs are very clever, and there are a lot where it doesn't take itself too seriously, but there's so much high energy music in this show. It's a blast to be a part of. And every single scene, there's something new, and there's the main characters that you're watching and you're engaging with, but there's so much else that's happening that just lends to the humor and the whole story as a whole. So it's been one of the most fun shows that I've been a part of in a long time.
How different is the musical, the Broadway musical, from the movie that we're all so familiar with?
I'd say it's kind of half and half. You've definitely got the main plot line. I do tell a lot of people that even if you're not an Adam Sandler fan, you should still come out and see the show because
he's not in it.
Well, you're not a fan. Sam is much more charming than Adam Sandler.
But Adam, we love you.
Yeah, I'm personally not a huge fan of a lot of his movies, and Wedding Singer was always one that stuck out to me as something incredibly charming and sweet and romantic that he did. All of that's still in the show, but I think what people will be surprised by is how much music's in the show, how much dancing's in the show, and how much the music captures the sound of the 80s.
I think one of the best things about the movie was the chemistry between Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. So how do you go about creating chemistry live on stage?
Yeah, that's a good question, but it's been really easy with Sam. I think this is the first time we've met each other, although I've seen him in several productions at Community Players, and I think right when we first met, we dove right in. We, I think, have a lot in common, and I mean, he's fantastic to work opposite of. So I think it's just kind of come naturally to us.
Well, of course, the big question is, does the musical have the rapping granny?
It absolutely does. Yes. Yeah, you can't do the show without the rapping granny. She gets a show-stopping, like, 11th hour kind of number. And Judy, who's playing our Rosie, our grandma, is just fantastic to work with. She's been doing stuff here at Players longer than I have. And
yeah, but has she ever rapped before?
No, but I do have to say that for her audition, she wrote her own rap. Yep. That she performed for us in the audition room and pretty much locked in the part right there. So it was fantastic.
It's interesting. There seems to be this trend back in the day, there were Broadway musicals that went to Hollywood. Well, now it's reversed. Hollywood has gone to Broadway. Yeah. What do you guys think of that trend?
It's definitely a massive trend. You look at everything going up on the boards on Broadway right now, and at least half of them are movie adaptations, if not more. It's kind of a blessing and a curse. You have to find new creative ways to get people in the door. And for people that aren't necessarily theater types, they see the movie thing and they're like, oh, I know that story, or I'm familiar with that. And that gets there's that hook there, and you need that hook. But at the same time, then you kind of lose a lot of the the original stories that get told as musicals, and I think those are less prominent now.
One thing I think it's so difficult to do if you are doing a transition from a film to a musical is creating music without seeming like you just put it in there for the sake of, oh, we need a musical number at this point. And that's one thing that this musical does so well, is that there's such a seamless flow from regular dialogue into the musical number, and it works so well within itself.
It's always a testament, if you remove the music, the story doesn't make sense anymore, and that's really what you want. You want them to be waiting for the next lyric just like they would a piece of dialogue. So you want to make sure that it's integral to the plot, and with this one it really is, and it really pushes the story along.
Nostalgia is a big thing in our society. Is it a good thing in our society?
Oh, I think it can be. I think in this kind of case, it's kind of a harmless look back at a lot of the sillier things about the 80s and looking back at why it was such a fun decade and some of the horrible fashion and choices there.
Hey, it wasn't that bad. I was there.
I don't know. I have some of my childhood photos. I'm like, where did that haircut come from? A good quote that I know they use to promote this show is that this show does for the 80s what Hairspray did for the 60s. And I kind of like that, where it's just that kind of nostalgic fun look back on the era. I think nostalgia can go too far, especially now with all the movie remakes and things that have kind of become a little too common. But I think there's another balance there. That this one definitely is just pure fun look back.
This sounds like a show that is really up with love, as it were. Mm-hmm. You know, really loves love.
Yes, it's incredibly romantic and sweet. And I think that's the thing that people don't think about when they think back on The Wedding Singer. They think about a lot of the comedy. But the underlying story is incredibly sweet, and it's just really about a guy who's wearing his heart on his sleeve, who just can't kind of help but get into trouble because of that.
One thing I love so much about live theater is, especially in a show like this, you can come in and, whatever number Frozen Tundra weather we're on this week, we can just come in and we can forget about that for a couple hours, and you just sit down here and just have a good time and even if I look out and I just see one person smiling, that makes all of this hard work completely worth it.
That's Samuel James Willis, Emily Omart, and Brett Catone, part of Community Players' The Wedding Singer, opening this weekend and running through March 24th at the theater in Bloomington. I'm Laura Kennedy.